Hey, what's up, guys? It's Bill Baker.
Hey, what's up? It's Jessica.
And thank you guys so much for coming and listening to us right here on our podcast.
Be sure to check us out Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on Power 101.7.
Tons of news and entertainment, prank phone calls, win huge prizes, question of the day with relationships, and so much more.
And don't forget to subscribe to our channel and get notifications when we upload new content.
Now let's check out another new segment on our podcast.
Time now for the gossip.
You like that gossip?
It's the Celebrity Buzz with a freaking Rican on Power 101.7.
All right, 836, Celebrity Buzz. Jess, what you got today?
Here we go. So we talked about this before, but Cardi B is still making the headlines because she made her relationship with NFL star Stephon Diggs Instagram official. Mm. There is a bold and explicit video that has continued to trend, and that post quickly went viral, showcasing the couple's playful and confident dynamic. So that's the update there with Cardi B. Also, Kylie Jenner has gone viral as well, as after she openly discussed her breast augmentation in response to a fan's question, and now her doctor has been getting phone calls off the hook. Taylor Swift and Selena Gomez, they enjoyed a girls' night out in New York City, sparking joy among fans for the duo. And Olivia Rodrigo is set to headline the 2025 festival. It's the Glastonbury Festival, calling it one of her biggest dreams ever. Elon Musk versus Trump. Who are you rooting for?
Here we go.
Here's the situation with this. The full story. The Elon Musk versus President Trump circus cooled off a little bit over the weekend, but it's safe to say that they will probably not be friends again. So it's worth asking the questions to Americans. Who do you have? Whose side are you on? Well, the answer is neither one.
Okay.
It's pretty close. According to a new poll, 52% of Americans say that they're not on either side. But Trump still has a double-digit advantage. 28% to 8%, 11% says they're just not sure. Meanwhile, 28% of us think that Elon and Trump will work together again, and 31% of us think that they will not. 35% think that the country would be better off if they did work together, as opposed to the 31% who don't. Elon did, though. This is good to point out. Elon did delete.
I was getting ready to say that.
Two of the harshest tweets. The one about him being on the Epstein list.
The Epstein list.
And the one supporting his impeachment.
Yeah, so... I know that was the official story that you have, Jess.
Yeah.
Now
you tell me the behind the scenes.
Right. Here's the street talk. This is what's going on the streets, aka social media.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So yeah. So just like you said, Elon Musk deleting the tweet about him being on the list, and also about him being impeached. Mm-hmm. So that's that. Also, there's another story that's out there, and I don't know how true it is because I don't do a lot of fact checking. And like I said, this is all street talk, aka social media talk.
Oh boy.
That they were going to meet this weekend.
Yes.
So I don't know. I guess
that's
not
true. It didn't happen. We don't know. I didn't see anything.
I didn't see anything officially, but I saw it unofficially that they were going to, they're supposed to get together and meet after he took that stuff down.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe they did, and then he took it down.
Mm-hmm.
So that was something. But then I also saw another...
But would they be able to have, a private meeting and no one knows?
I don't know.
Hmm.
I don't know.
Because, as soon as the media picks up on that, it's going to spread like wildfire.
Well, then I saw another story. And again, this is unofficial. This is social media talk or whatever. But I saw another story. Well, no, this is not unofficial. And I guess maybe this was taken from this tweet. I don't know. But Elon did tweet. Let me make sure I get the exact tweet. Because he did end up tweeting. Look, when you have 220 million followers, you write one thing and it goes wild. But let's see here. He tweeted something about the outcome. The outcome will be epic.
Who did that tweet about the outcome?
Elon.
Oh.
Yeah. But what does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
Let me make sure I'm trying to look for the exact quote that he said.
Yeah. Well, something else that's been trending while you're looking for that, Donald Trump, he tripped going up the steps of Force One on the way to Camp David on Sunday, and a lot of people are getting a good chuckle out of it. He was shuffling up and down the stairs. He does it all the time, but apparently he missed a step and nearly like went down and ate it, is what the headline says. I watched the video a couple times. You do get a little chuckle out of it, but he didn't go down. Like, I thought he went.
Well, kind of reminded me, remember when Biden...
It was just like a little trip. Yeah, that's what they're comparing it to. They say that he pulled a Biden classic.
All right, most entertaining outcome is most likely. And that was one day ago. So what does that mean?
I don't know.
And he really, he wrote it. Hmm. And this is his official.
Yeah.
This ain't
what
fake.
What does that mean?
Yeah. So are they really like laughing? And I guess from this, stories are that, you know, they're working together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you had mentioned that last week.
So, I don't know. You guys be the judge. There's a lot of conspiracies out there.
Wow.